Oh, okay. The thought of sitting in women's clothing stores for any period of time immediately put him off. Thanks, I smiled at him. Will you be back in time for the dance? Grr, only in a town this small would a father know when the high school dances were. No, I don't dance, Dad. He of all people should understand that. I didn't get my balance problems from my mother. He did understand. Oh, that's right, he realized. The next morning, when I pulled into the parking lot, I deliberately parked as far as possible from the silver Volvo. I didn't want to put myself in the path of too much temptation and end up owing him a new car. Getting out of the cab, I fumbled with my key and it fell into a puddle at my feet. As I bent to get it, a white hand flashed out and grabbed it before I could. I jerked upright. Edward Cullen was right next to me, leaning casually against my truck. How do you do that? I asked in amazed irritation. Do what? He held my key out as he spoke. As I reached for it, he dropped it into my palm. Appear out of thin air? Bella, it's not my fault if you are exceptionally unobservant. His voice was quiet as usual, velvet, muted. I scowled at his perfect face. His eyes were light again today, a deep golden honey color. Then I had to look down to reassemble my now tangled thoughts.